Hello, everyone. Good evening. And we'll settle in as everyone joins the group. Here. What a beautiful job everyone's done grounding and attuning in preparation for the class. The amount of light that has already surrounded us is really tremendous. Thank you. So take a few deep breaths and settle in here. So a few notes. We do not have class next Monday due to Memorial Day. And so whatever happens tonight, you'll have 2 weeks to wiggle through, shimmer through, integrate. And as I mentioned in the email, I had gone on autopilot, believing that we did not have another class after this, that we were off for quite a while in the summer, which we've done before. But then I remembered we do have another class after this one. And it's a very important one. And I remember when I was downloading the schedule and the classes last November, saying, you really want me to have a class in July? And the answer was yes. And even then, I found that I didn't quite believe it. But now that I see how the energies are going this year, it's important for us to keep meeting and keep, harmonizing with the sacred circle and the energy that we generate as a group, because the amount of shift that we're going through requires an enormous amount of adjustment on our part. And this is such a support for all the adjustments that we're going through with these energies pouring into the planet so deeply and quickly. So I was wrong, and now that's corrected. So let's take a few breaths and settle in some more. And the light's just pouring in. I mean, it's just showers and showers of light here tonight. Also, the spell is broken for men class is up and fully described and downloaded, and the energies are activating for that. And I have to say that, and I wrote this in the description, there was really an issue of right timing for this class. And that's why the date got changed so many times. And then the clarification for who was really gathering the ceremony for this class. And, you know, I had a little bit of a thing going on thinking, who am I as a woman to be offering a class for men? And it took me a little bit of time to realize that I was not the person generating this class, that it was Mother Earth and the great goddess. And so once I allowed that through, then the class coalesced and settled on a date. And so, you know, I had forgotten, and And I just really couldn't figure out why I was being called as a woman to have a class for men and how that was playing out in me. So when that finally cleared and I realized who was creating this class, it was a really good reminder of who really is bringing us together, the great mother and the great father and the light of consciousness that is our being brings us together for these weekly sacred circles. So, the way I'd like to start tonight is to ask you to bring any questions you have to the circle. We want to put the questions in the circle, and they can be personal for you. But the guides actually want you to be asking questions and allowing the questions to go into the pool of living energy that we have here and allow yourself to be supported by the loving energies that are with us from the illuminated beings. It's really a challenge very often to feel supported, to feel truly embraced by the clarity and wisdom and love that is available to us beyond our earthly humanness, and that we're really meant to have ex the experience of. I go back to the theme of how we are like orphans who don't know their parents. And what kind of trauma that creates. And we do have loving creator beings that are continuously sourcing us, creating us in the present moment. That our higher being is very aware of, very connected to, in communion with. And we were never meant to walk this earth life totally isolated and separate. We were meant to have the supporting wisdom and guidance of the light of being. And on some level, we are still connected to that, always connected to it. And now, with the veils thinning and the multidimensional consciousness making itself known, we have greater access to this loving, all-pervasive, wise guidance, streams of frequency that is pure wisdom and guidance. So We're learning to experience frequency as information, as love, as wisdom, and that it is all pervasive. It's accessible. It's in the air. It's in the sky. It's in the ground. It's in all the living beings of nature. And we are removing the shields, the robes that separated our senses from knowing this. And I'm hoping that each day you feel a little more liberated, a little more aligned, body and spirit, more comfortable, more ease in your being. So, I would like someone to start us off. I see someone came online. Who is that?
I did. This is Carla. It's by Sarah.
Great.
Something that has been on my mind for a while is all of the heaviness in my body, physical maladies, medications, all that stuff that I'm dealing with now. And I'm wondering how much of the heavy fatigue I'm going through and the, just dragging from day to day sometimes. If that is part of the transition that I'm actually going through, with the frequencies, I don't know. And I'm wondering, am I being too attentive to these heavy needs in my body with all the stuff going on, or is it because of the change in frequency? I'm not sure if it's my attention on it or if it's something different. I'm not even sure I'm making sense there.
You are, and you are
Okay.
definitely putting your question into the pool of living energy. Very good. Okay. So we're putting it in into this pool of living energy, and something will come to you. Okay. You're not asking me. You're putting this into this pool of wisdom and living energy, and something will come back to you as a result of putting the question in there. Okay.
Thank
Okay.
you.
You're welcome. Who would like to go next? It's an opportunity here.
This is Ananda. I have a question, which is I'm having a hard time sort of coexisting with this message of there's so much more light coming down. We're going through profound letting go of programming and negativities and doing ancestral healing. And the message is consistently there's more light, there's more ascension. And when I look around the world, what I'm seeing is more evil manifesting. And I understand this is a time of transition and change, but I don't know how to, I don't know how to connect those two very, very different experiences.
Beautiful question. We're plopping it in to that pool. Let it go in.
Hi, it's Russell.
Uh-huh.
I guess I don't know if it's a question or a guidance. I guess I'm looking for guidance on surrender, letting go, relaxing into, because as much as I feel like I'm doing that, I realize I'm still striving for that. So I'm looking for guidance on that.
Great. It's
Thank you.
plopped into the pool.
Thank
Okay.
you.
Who's going next?
This is Kate. I am wondering about the personal mission it feels within myself to be a part of balancing the masculine and feminine energies, and particular in the unwinding it out of the family lineage that affects my life.
Flop, it went in. Good. Okay. Who's next?
This is Penny, and I am with Russell in terms of surrender. And I would just like to put that out there.
Why don't, well, let's have you state your question so that it comes from you.
Okay. Surrender is hard, and I need help.
Up, it went in. Okay, good.
Thank
I
you.
see. I see when the questions land in the. It's like a volcano crater with all that bubbling living energy, and they plop in and make a big splash, and they're in there, into the whole field of the living energy. Very good. Who's next?
Thank you.
This is Laurie. I would like to have an expanded understanding of how the frequency in each energy center is there and also all around me. And I'd also like to have, I'm not exactly sure what the question is, but it's related to the sense of if I were to speak from my higher self and say, I love you, Laurie, from my higher self, the separation is not feeling right to me anymore. And it feels like it's one. And so I have a question related to that.
Why don't you try asking it as a question?
Okay. Both of them, or did the first one go okay?
Both of them. Do both of them like more as one sentence each.
How does the energy and frequency from each energy center expand to being all around me, as well as each center in my body?
Ah, beautiful. See?
Okay.
Okay, that
Yes.
was clear. Okay, let's try the second one.
Is there a separation between my higher self and this other aspect of me that is more of a 3D s self, I guess.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, who's next?
Sarah, Marianne here.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me.
Yes.
there is another storm coming. So if I disappear, it's because of that.
Wow.
I would ask for guidance to assist me in a myriad of issues that we are going to be dealing with. A relationship, health, the world, letting go, all of that as I ask for guidance to navigate some very important issues close to my heart.
Flop. Good. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Who would like to go next?
Hi, Sarah. This is Lakshmi. Is my audio coming through?
Yes. Hear you nice and clear.
Okay, great. My question is related to in our first class, there was mention of the concept of karma dissolving in this new age with the new frequencies. And I'm very confused about it. So my question is, what does that mean as we move forward in terms of good versus evil if there's no concept of karma?
Very good. There, just landed. Good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And who's next?
Hi, it's Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
I have questions. I would like further guidance on steps that I can continue to take to move forward, specifically professionally, and what direction those steps should be taken in. Just guidance around that, and any guidance of what work I need to do with myself personally to support that.
Mm-hmm. Pull up. Good. Okay. Very good. And who's next?
Sarah, this is Kate. I have one more, which is what is the difference, or could I be more clear on the nuance of everything is up to me in terms of I am the creator versus being in surrender to what is?
Mm. These are all really good questions. Okay. Plop. Went in.
Thank you.
Who's next?
This is Mark. I would like guidance on being more conscious of living energy, that I'm living energy on a daily basis, amidst all the events that and all the things that, especially at this time of year, I'm going through and juggling. So I'd like to feel, know more about being grounded in a daily, in each moment, each day as I go through these experiences.
Plop, good. Okay. Next.
Hi, this is Trish. I'd like to know, how does one expand into divine love?
Good. Next.
This is Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would ask for guidance on my spiritual path and also on how to help or guide my child as well.
Can you be more specific about guiding your child? In what way?
I'm not sure quite how to put it into words, but recently, I mean, by all accounts, he's fine and doing well. But I have this sense that he's kind of I don't know, uneasy or shifting himself. It actually, as you were talking about all the energies this year, it kind of hit me at that. I think maybe he's experiencing that in his own way. And he's 7. So, you know, it might come about, or I might be seeing that in different ways than you might in an adult. And so just how to best guide him as well. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Good.
Yeah.
Plop. Okay. Next.
Hi, it's Kathy. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I would like guidance on Akashic, my feminine lineal Akashic records for healing. Guidance in bringing what needs to be healed and feeling feeling that has been coming to me for quite some time in the feminine lineal Akashic records, what I can do, have guidance in healing and blessing the past and the future.
Okay, plop.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
This is Lisa. There's so much. There's so much. I ask Spirit to clearly speak to my heart so that there is no ambiguity, no ability to dismiss the guidance. I ask that a better understanding of the lineage of my ancestors, what that means cosmically and physically, and the healing that goes with that, with the remains of what's been left with me in this lifetime. And I ask to submit, immerse into the reality of the fullness of Mother Earth and Father Sun and the cosmos. They're all becoming more real, but they're still distant. And I just ask to just let go.
Plop. Okay. Who's next?
Hi, this is Michelle. And I ask for guidance and support in developing capacity and courage. In experiencing my multidimensional beingness with clarity, consciousness, and energetic vitality. And the wisdom of recognition of the flow that it's carrying me forward into that next, what appears to be the next. Space. And I feel that closes that statement.
Up. Excellent.
Hi, Sarah. This is Krishna. And I have a question. In my daily life, I am pulled in many directions. My energy is pulled in so many directions, and I try to give the same amount of energy to everything. My question is, where should I be focusing my energy most?
Up. Good. Excellent.
This is Ken. My question is, where can I find the most joy in the journey?
Up.
This is Laurie again. I would like guidance related to my family's home and living situation. And I would like to know more about how to maintain the beautiful elevated states and visions for longer and longer periods of time. Or forever.
Up. Any last questions? Okay, good. Okay, so let's see what happens, what your what you receive from asking the questions. And it would be good to, you know, keep track of that. You'll be able to review your questions in the recording or the summary. And be sure to maybe write it down. And sense your relationship between your question and the living energy. So the living energy can be experienced within you, around you, in many different ways. And note how it felt to ask the question in a way that you weren't expecting an answer back immediately. You were placing it in the heart of living energy, the heart of wisdom. And learning how to ask a question that way and learning how to receive, watching how the answer comes to you, the revelation or the realization, what it stirs up in your life. I asked a question last week and boy, did it bring in something really strong into my life situationally, that I had to allow into my being and interact with it to become the realization so that would surface. So take note of how this wiggles through your being. How did it feel to ask the questions into the living energy and not expecting the answer to come back to you right away? How'd that feel? Maybe a few of you could share how that felt.
For myself, Sarah, I really never get an answer right away. So that's a normal thing for me at the waiting period. Happens. Mm-hmm. So felt normal.
Okay. You're used to asking the question and then letting it go to come back to you.
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Good. How about anyone else?
I felt the power at some point of the pool of the circle, which is why I double dipped. Because it was like, oh my goodness, yeah, let's do this. So that was cool. And it was fine for me. I was experiencing the power of what we're doing more than, oh, an answer's not coming right away, you know?
Yes.
For me, I felt it helped me be more present because I wasn't anticipating or thinking about what the answer might be. Mm-hmm. And can I ask you something, Sarah, about the questions that we all asked? Because I was kind of feeling I resonated with so many, most other people's questions that I guess I feel like living energies will provide us all with answers for any of the questions asked if it resonated with us. Would that be fair to say?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And so what I was able to see as this process was going on, that by each person asking their question, each person was sitting in their grounded throne in the circle. And no one was pulling on anyone else's energy. No one was demanding an answer. And the questions were freely given in an open way, which grounded each person into their true being. And I know for myself, when I ask questions, kind of the first thing is I expect my intuition to be able to give me an answer. And I put some pressure on myself for that. And like I should psychically know things right away. And learning how to put the question out into a space where it will live and gestate and bring you truth is one of the skills, one of the most fundamental skills that can ease everything in your life. To know how to ask the question and receive the response grounds you in your own being very deeply.
This is Penny, and it felt very real and true. It felt alchemical and as though my bubble was able to receive it almost chemically and geometrically.
So it's a beautiful contemplative skill that builds your confidence, helps you feel supported and connected to wisdom directly. This is very, very important. Who is that?
It was a feeling of trust, releasing it, a feeling of trust, and a sense of underlying peace coming into my being because of that release into trust.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go into a deeper meditation now. And the frequency of love is going to be the predominant experience of the predominant light of love, let's say that. The beings, the teachers, the illuminated beings who guide us here in our sacred circle, I'll just say it how I see it. So, and I just want you to know that how I see things is my way of seeing things. It's not universal. It's not how you might see things, but I have my own experience, and you might have an equivalent experience, but not exactly the same. But for the last several months, there have been these pink, I call them the pink beings, because it's a pink frequency. And I think I've mentioned it one other time. And I know there's been a lot of talk about the blue beings around for the last year. And these are pink beings, and the frequency that they carry is a love that's beyond the earth. But it is an energy that sparks love in us, in our humanness. So they're here tonight. And we are going to go through our grounding and aligning. And as we do that, they're going to be working with each one of us to activate this frequency of love in our being. So you don't have to do anything. This is a transmission. You don't have to see anything. You don't have to experience anything. You can just relax, because what is being transmitted is like a tuning. It's something that will show up in your being, show up in your consciousness, show up in your experience of yourself, and is not necessarily the experience of being of right now. What we're going to be doing is our usual grounding and working with the elements while they are working with us from the unseen realms. So let's take a moment to settle back into your being, feeling your seat and feet. Drawing any of your energies that are externally connected back to your internal space. Noticing how that feels. Inviting your fascia and muscles to soften and release. And if you have to adjust how you're sitting, or spread the knees apart, or whatever you need to do to make sure you're comfortable. And can allow more ease into your body. So it's essential that we shift out of fight flight. And this is how we're doing it. We're drawing our energy to us instead of externally monitoring the space. When we're in fight flight, we're monitoring everything that's going on around. And that's how our energy is being used. And when we relax and draw our awareness inward, we shift out of fight flight and into, then we have the energy to become aware. And awareness can start growing within. And each person has their sphere of awareness. And with each one of us is connected through a greater sphere of awareness, which is the higher frequency consciousness. And the greater sphere of being held in the love of Mother Earth and Father Sky. And the greater sphere of universal consciousness. And so we relax successively into this awareness. And each person is doing it within their own sphere. This is very important. This generates the experience of inner authority and sovereignty. Your awareness within. And scan the interior of your being, greeting your organs and your cells, your muscles and your fascia, saying, "Hi, I'm here." What is your relationship with your fascia, your muscles, your organs, and your cells? What is that relationship? What is your awareness? About your body. What do you know? And what is your relationship? Is it harmonious? Is it loving? Is it in a constant battle? Do you treat it as an object that needs to be controlled? What is your relationship with your body, with all the living parts and all the activity, the anatomy and physiology? Is there a way you can make a peace offering? Or feel a little more love, or sense the synergistic aliveness, the spinning, living energy that enlivens your body and you. What does it feel like to participate in the living energy of your body? What does a cell feel like as it takes in nutrients and excretes whatever's left? What is that intelligence? You might ask your body, how would you like me to relate to you? What is our relationship? Can I shift out of a mental perspective into communion, intelligence to intelligence, wisdom to wisdom, shifting out of the mental verbal into the energetic and frequency mode? What is your inner awareness now? Allow your inner awareness to be energetic, frequency-based, nonverbal. Sense the energy in the soles of your feet, connecting with the energies of the Great Mother through her body. Find yourself letting go of words and sinking into direct experience, communion. What is your inner awareness now? What do you know? And you allow yourself to slip into the flow of living energies coming up from the earth, going down into the earth. The body is very much rooted in the earth. Those roots extend beyond the earth to the Great Mother. Where both our soul and our body find ourselves in the womb of creation. Rest for a moment. Lightly greet the elements, the earth, the water, the fire, the air, and the ether. These are the living energies. That flow through us, creating us. And for every dimension, there's a version of the elements in a frequency form. There we go. What are you aware of now? What's your inner awareness now? No words, sense, feel, vibrate. Note how as you relax and are filled with more living energy, you are less verbal. In the sense of the mind chatter. But there is a language that you can come to understand that is the language of love. Feel that and how your body is responding to that flow, that language, the frequency. They're all together in one stream here. Note how your thoughts hold your muscles in a tense state and how the flow of frequency can relax the muscles. So just the engagement with mental chatter locks our physiology down, locks the muscles down, contorts our natural balance. And so we need to shift into the energetic state where we start understanding the language of frequency without words. There may be realization that happens, but that's very different than mental chatter. Carries the sense of truth and clarity. Our circle is filling with the frequency and energy that is conveyed by the who I'm calling pink beings. And we are steeping in it, steeping in the pink energy, breathing it. It doesn't have to be pink for you. It can be whatever the frequency experience is for you. We have a lot of thoughts and feelings held in those muscles and fascia. And we're going through a cleansing process, to release all those binding thoughts. It's not just your personal thoughts, it's the conditioning, the conditioned thoughts of the last era. And let's entertain the thought that you may not know what the new frequency of love is. You may only have the old experience to reference right now. What if we're entering an entirely new dimension of love, an all-pervading, supportive matrix? That may be beyond your comprehension right now, but let's open to the possibility that we could receive a new experience of love. And support. There we go. We're going through another cycle of cleansing on the crystalline dimension of our being. So over the next 2 weeks, there's going to be a lot of energy downloading into us and learning how to relax with it, become in flow with it, merge with it in communion. You might play around with what kind of thoughts are held in your muscles. And inviting them to return to the light so that your body can be freed up and your consciousness can feel more at ease in the body. And to journal with your question. Watching the entire experience as it unfolds for you. And letting us know, share what you can on the class page. Any last questions as we come to a close? So let's share blessings with the entire circle. And let's close in a state of blessing. Thank you.